This is a podcast from Rover.
You may have heard about this over in Australia, but now here in New Zealand, no one is safe. A pop-up dining experience is opening its doors this winter from August through until November, and it's the Karen Diner. And it's exactly what you think it would be, where you can no longer be the Karen, so to speak, and complain about stuff because the wait staff and everyone who works there will do it back to you. Gary, are you familiar with this concept?
I am familiar with the concept. I don't understand. I don't understand why New Zealand would want to open a restaurant like this where the staff are apparently very difficult to deal with.
Well, hang on, because we've got Karen from Karen's Diner on the phone who is going to be working in Auckland. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Hi. Are you okay, Karen?
Yeah, can we hurry up and get this interview over and done with?
Okay. Can I just say, I have read a few comments about your diner, Karen's Diner, and the results...
Of course you have.
Yes, of course I have. Yes, well, I do the research here, Karen, that we want to make sure that we honour you in the way that we do in New Zealand. Can I just quote a couple of things here? One person said, Wine Chateau Chitto 2024. Does that ring a bell at all?
Nope.
No, okay.
This okay. is the best thing for you, Gary.
Here's the second comment that I read. Someone wrote, there are so many fingerprints on the glasses, I thought I was at a crime scene.
Yeah, well, none of us can be bothered doing our job, so...
Right.
Our problem. We're not the one drinking from the glasses, are we?
No, that's true.
True, Karen. Yes.
Clearly personal fulfilment is not part of your mission at Karen's Diner, would I be right? Just one last... Have I woken you up, Karen, by any chance? Are you right?
Yeah, I can't be bothered doing this. I'm not getting paid enough, so hurry up and get this over and done with.
Is it a job that you want to pursue as a career, or are you a student just doubling up or something?
I'm a student, but naturally a Karen, so yeah. I don't actually have to work. It comes very natural.
Right, okay.
Okay. Do you have a boyfriend, like one that's alive?
I don't think that's your business, so next okay. question.
Hey, so why should people actually come and see you, Karen, at this restaurant?
I mean, they don't have to. I really don't care. The less people, the better. Like, come as you want, whatever. Oh, whatever you want. If you want some great burgers, hit us up. But if you don't like burgers, then obviously don't come because we won't be catering for anyone else. Yeah. We don't care enough for anyone else.
Right. Do people cry when they leave, Karen?
I mean, that's the point of the restaurant, is it not?
Right. Well, we've now gathered that. And do you ever get any tips at all, apart from, you know, people leaving items that they don't want for themselves?
Yeah, I mean, we force them. No, we do get tips because the idea is it's meant to be a bit of fun. We are Karens, but everyone usually leaves there laughing. It's a little bit of banter, so we'll throw it at you and you can throw it right back at us.
Okay, Karen, I'm going to stop right now. I know your real name's Brittany. You can snap out of it, please, for the love of God.
Hello.
What's it like acting like that every day?
Most of the staff are actors and actresses, so it's almost just like your characters being Karen. We're not actually being a Karen.
Yeah, you're so good at it.
Superb.
Thank you.
Superb.
It's such an interesting concept, and I think this is going to go down well in Auckland. I really do.
So, Brittany, how often does it happen where you get people to sit down who are not aware of the joke? What happens then?
We have a little spiel when we sit people down and just say, do you know what Karen's Diner is about? We're here to have fun. Respect us. We'll respect you. And then that's when the banter starts.
So
we'll tear up your drawings. We'll bag you for your food choices.
So it's a bit like a health and safety briefing before you take off on an aeroplane. That's what you do before people eat.
Yes, I guess that's one way to put it because it can be one heck of a ride.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, look, Brittany, great to have you as opposed to Karen, but we look forward to Karen's Diner being in Auckland pop-up from August through till November. Will the staff be Australian?
I'm not sure. I do believe they'll be hired from internally. So
oh, cool.
They should be... all from New Zealand.
They'll get to go to the training school for Karens. That'll be good.
It'll come natural to a lot of teenagers, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly. Brittany Rukas, who is also a Karen from Karen's Diner, thank you so much for joining us. You're a good sport and all the best, eh?
Thank you, and I hope you all enjoy Karen's Diner.